reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello once again, my disc golfing friends throughout the world. I am Steve Kaczynski, and this is another edition of PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. This week's programming includes news on a long-anticipated disc golf movie, along with information on how you could be a board member for the PDGA through their annual elections coming up in July. I'll also cover some tournament results and keep you up to date with the rest of your disc golf news. It's all right here on this edition of PDGA Radio for May 13th, 2009.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com. Getting things going quickly here this week on PDGA Radio with the results segment of the program. And as I mentioned last week, it was a lighter than usual weekend for the PDGA Tour calendar, with it being the Mother's Day weekend. We saw no A-tiers taking place, but some highly competitive action nonetheless, including in the half dozen B-tiers held worldwide. Out west in Lakewood, Washington, it was David Feldberg grabbing a 7th-row win at the Fort Stuy Lacombe Classic, with Nate Sexton finishing in second ahead of Brody Miller, Mike Leslie, and Jeff Leyland. Marty Cook won by 8 in the Masters, and Tuffy Nolan beat Melody King by 5 for the Pro Women. Eric Lund cruised to a 5th-row win in the advanced division. Now to the 2009 Indiana Open, oddly enough held in central Pennsylvania, albeit in the city of Indiana. There it's Tyler Thorne winning by 2 over Brad Schick. Coda Hatfield and Liz Lopez win at the Mother's Day Madness. That event is in Texas. Kayla LaVisca comes back to win by 3 at the Tower Ridge Open in Wisconsin. Chris Ray gets a win in Idaho at the inaugural Cherry Hill Challenge. Arturo Villarreal wins the Mighty Mo in Kansas City. Garrett Dimmler and Mike Aston get wins at separate events in Ohio. Phil Arthur outduels Kevin McCoy to win on the Georgia Super 6 Series. Mike Henry wins in Michigan. Alex Bingman wins the Chicagoland Amateur Championships. And internationally, Marcus Karlström wins in Sweden. And Suzanne Fischer wins the European Ladies Cup in Germany. Full results available at PDGA.com. This upcoming weekend of May 15th through the 17th brings us back into the National Tour with their trip to Santa Cruz, California for the Steady Ed Memorial Masters Cup, with nearly all of the world's best players expected to compete. Over 160 players total from nearly 20 states, including 9 former world champions. 11 of the top 16 rated players in the U.S. will be there, and 28 players overall with a player rating over the 1,000 threshold. And don't forget that in the women's division, you'll find the top 4 players in the world battling to claim the coveted National Tour trophy. All of them trying to stop Valerie Jenkins' remarkable string this year, so far winning all 3 National Tour events. Spectators, of course, are welcome to the De La Viega course in Santa Cruz. However, if you will be unable to make it, make sure to check back over the weekend at PDGA.com for scoring, results, and highlights. Also, another reminder that the following weekend, right away, the National Tour back into action, heading north to Portland, Oregon, and the Beaver State Fling. More on that event in next week's program. You are listening to PDGA Radio. Stick around for the rest of your tournament schedule, along with your disc golf news, which includes your chance to make a major impression upon disc golf, and new news on the long-anticipated movie that features disc golf.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA Store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
Once again, summer is drawing near, and along with the many other joys of life summer brings to all of us, PDGA members need to take note that it will once again be time for the annual elections, and for those members to seriously think about declaring themselves as a candidate for either their state coordinator position, if it's up for re-election, and or a spot on the PDGA Board of Directors. This year's online election will take place during the month of July, shortened from a two-month voting period last year. Any elected candidate would begin serving their two-year term and its respective duties September 1st. During the first week of July, all current PDGA members for whom the PDGA has an email address on file will receive an email from votenow.com with their PDGA online election instructions, including their individual ballot passcode. Any member who has an email address that doesn't work or who doesn't have an email address on file will be mailed a postcard instead with the instructions and their passcode. Any member who does not have any access to a computer or the internet is urged to contact the PDGA office and request a mailed paper ballot no later than July 17th. In accordance with the PDGA's organizational bylaws, four at-large board member positions will be determined in this year's election. The four candidates overall who obtain the most votes will secure the office for the two-year term. Then at their first meeting, the new board of directors will elect the president and other officers from among the seven board members. In addition to semi-annual summit meetings, the board, along with the PDGA staff, conducts monthly teleconference calls and other ongoing communications to accomplish its required business. And in addition to the four board positions up for re-election, 30 state and other regional PDGA coordinator positions will be on the ballot for their respective voters. If you're interested in possibly running for one of these positions or are simply looking for more information on the process, the place to be, as always, is PDGA.com. However, the deadline to declare your candidacy and submit your documents to the PDGA office is coming up. It's May 29th. Another deadline that is quickly approaching is if you are interested in applying for the Innovation Grant. The completed application, along with any additional requested information and supporting documents, must be received by the PDGA office before the June 1st deadline to be considered for the first round of recipients to be awarded in mid-June. The deadline is December 1st for the second round. The PDGA Innovation Grant Program was created last year to help increase and promote awareness of the sport of disc golf and the Professional Disc Golf Association. Applicants are encouraged to think outside the box to develop innovative and unique programs which will promote the sport and increase participation. Applicants may request cash, PDGA memberships, PDGA merchandise, or a combination of the three, but the total value should not exceed $500. More information and the application can be found on PDGA.com or by contacting the PDGA office. And finally, the PDGA Spring Summit was recently held at the International Disc Golf Center in Appling, Georgia. We're on PDGA.com. According to Brian Graham, the PDGA executive director, they had a very cohesive group of dedicated board members, staff, and consultants engaged in some of the most productive summit meetings of recent years. Two full days of agenda items were discussed, debated, reviewed, and ultimately decided upon by your elected PDGA representatives, with valuable input also provided from several groups of other interested non-voting members who made the trip to attend the annual Spring Summit meetings. One of the biggest accomplishments of the summit was the drafting and approval of a new vision, mission, and value statement for the PDGA, which had been an ongoing goal for several years. Using input from a member survey conducted in 2008, the board and staff conducted a brief meeting to define and discuss the goals and mission of PDGA. Ideas and alternative ways of looking at things were also put forth by the consultants and visiting members. New statements are now available in full from PDGA.com. They may best be summarized with the new vision statement. Whereas, the PDGA is a membership organization dedicated to the promotion and sustainable growth of disc golf.
Be a part of disc golf history as the Professional Disc Golf Association and Kansas City Flying Disc Club present the 2009 Disc Golf World Championships, July 27th through August 1st in Kansas City. Make your plans now to join the thousands of disc golf enthusiasts as more than 20 world champions will have their names forever be a part of disc golf history. Join defending world champions David Feldberg and Valerie Jenkins, along with two-time world champion Nate Doss, 12-time world champion Ken Climo, and the hundreds of other players from all over the world for what is sure to be a fantastically entertaining week of disc golfing, friends, and fun. It's the 2009 Professional Disc Golf Association World Championships from Kansas City, July 27th through August 1st. Visit kcworlds.com for more information.
Now news on the disc golf movie that has been in the works for several years now, entitled Chains the Movie. According to an email received from executive producer Russ Jacobson, the final shooting for the film should occur at this weekend's Masters Cup, and with some interviews taking place next week. Although no final release date was given, it would likely be at least several months, allowing for final editing and marketing of the film. You can view trailers, though, currently, and get more information at ChainsTheMovie.com. Well, besides this weekend's Masters Cup, which I previewed earlier, the PDGA calendar shows about another 30 events taking place worldwide, beginning highlighted by the CCR Open in Lansing, Michigan, taking place. It's the only A-tier on the schedule. Some other more notable events include the Oklahoma State Championships, the Colorado Open in Glenwood Springs, the 19th Annual Capital of Texas Open, that's this weekend in Austin. The Kings Cup 4 is in North Carolina. The amateurs will have the Virginia Open, and the international players can choose from sanctioned tournaments in Sweden or Austria. Check out the full PDGA calendar on PDGA.com, and make sure to join us again here on PDGA Radio next week for those results. Also an update from the new player ratings update, which is coming out early next week. We'll have the results from the Masters Cup, a preview of the Beaver State Fling, and your disc golf news. But until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski, regrettably signing off for PDGA Radio, wishing nothing but the best until we meet again.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening. The PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.